You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper.
And I'm Carolyn Nelson.
And we are going right now, ladies and gentlemen, to New York. And we're going to be a little fly on the wall and listen to Mr. Rockefeller and Mr. H. Ross Perot as they discuss the American worker.
Turn on the surveillance monitors.
Yes, sir.
It's worse than I thought. Each morning at night, they tickle through the peat. They go home early. They come in late. Reeking of cheap liquor, they stumble through the day. Never give a thought to honest work for honest pay. I know it shouldn't vex me. I couldn't check it hard. I should ignore their capering with a keenly disregard. But look at all the beer. Oh, look at all those fools. An office full of mud. A factory full of food. Is it any wonder that I'm singing?
There's a heavy burden, sir.
I'm just getting started. They make personal phone calls on company time. They give us their bucks and guess who pays the dime? Their blatant thievery wounds me. Their ingratitude is found. I long to lure them to my home and then release the hound. I couldn't go unsettled when faced with such abuse. I couldn't let it plague me. I couldn't grow abused. But look at all those idiots. Oh, look at all those fools. An office full of morons. A factory full of fools. What happened? Where are the instruments?
I believe they call this a breakdown, sir.
I can't have any breakdowns here. What if there was an inspector around playing a guitar solo?
I'm a little out of practice, sir.
I said do it! Do it!
Yes, sir. Thought I had my mojo working.
That man by the cooler is drinking water as if it's free.
Oh, that's Homer Simpson, sir. A drone from Sector 7G.
Yeah, well, call this Simpson to my office and stay to watch the fun. If he 6 feet when he enters, he'll be 2 feet when I'm done. It brings a ray of sunshine to my unhappy life. To make him kneel before me and slowly twist the knife. Look at all those idiots. Look at all those fools. An office full of morons. A factory full of fools. Wonder I'm singing the blues.
Take me home, sir.
I'm trying. Surrounded by idiots. Outnumbered by fools. An office full of morons. A planet full of fools. Singing blues.
Brand juice. You make muddy water sound shallow and cheerful.
Thank you, Smithers. Meaningless but heartfelt compliments. I feel like I got a few things off my chest and under the chests of my inferior.
You're dead.
Why are they still playing? They're not still on sale, are they?
We're not validating their parking permit.
Well, there you are, folks. That's what you'd hear if you were a fly on the wall. Guaranteed. Was a time in this country when you could work your whole life and get nothing but a gold watch if you were lucky. If you were really lucky. So they hung out the carrot of Social Security, and everybody jumped on that bandwagon, thinking that that would be the answer in your old age. Of course, it wasn't. It never is. But it was a contract whereby you lost your state citizenship and became a 14th Amendment citizen of the Federal District of Columbia with no constitutional rights. And that coupled with the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 was the beginning of the end. You wonder what the clicking is. I've got a sore throat, so I've got a lozenge in my mouth. Trying not to make too much noise, but I probably will. And when Social Security turned out not to be the trick, companies then, to attract the best workers, began to offer retirement plans and built up huge retirement funds. And guess what happened then? When it came time to retire, about a week before you would have had the seniority to do it, they fired you. Fired you or laid you off, never called you back. And then the company, on one pretext or another, took all the money out of the retirement fund and spent it. Spent it. And yet, I still see all these young people coming out of high school, coming out of college, coming out of the military, looking for a corporation to join so that they can dedicate all of their energy and their life to the corporation so they can rise up and become a vice president or a president someday. And retire and live high on the hog. You can give everything in the world to those corporations, folks. They don't give a damn about you. Not one single little solitary thought in your direction. Except to get as much as they can suck out of you. And then get rid of you as quickly as possible. That's been the story, hasn't it? I mean, we've all been watching this happen for a long time, haven't we? Wonder how many of you out there still believe that it won't happen to you.
Snap. What a happy sound. Snap is the happiest sound I've found. You may clap, rap, clap, clap, but snap. Make the world go round. Snap, crackle, that Rice Krispies. I say it's crackle, but crispy sound. You gotta have crackle or the clock's not wound. Geek, cackle, feather, tickle, belt, buckle, beat, fickle, but crackle makes the world go round. Snap, crackle, that Rice Krispies. I can sit back, pop the sound. Best is nip and let's pop around. You can't stop popping when the cereal's popping. Pop makes the world go round. Snap, crackle, that Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, that Rice Krispies. Kellogg's best to you.
Well, folks, I'm not going to be able to talk for very long tonight, so I'm going to open the phones, and I'm going to get everybody that calls 2 minutes to say whatever they want to say about anything they want to say anything about. And remember, you got 2 minutes. After 2 minutes, I'm going to have to cut you off because I want as many people as possible to be able to get in, say whatever they want to say. This is your time to shine. The whole world will be listening to you. It wasn't last night's show that did it, folks. It was imitating Carolyn Nelson there at the end. It's just, my voice just wouldn't do it very well. So I'm suffering today. It's your time to shine, folks. You can get on here and you can make a total fool out of yourself, or you can say something profound that can make everybody listening think, or you can give them the answer to something, or you can point us all in a certain way. Or if you want to, you can even rail against me for 2 minutes. I don't care. So I think we've got somebody here on the line already. Let me, okay. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yes, Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
I actually want to thank you for getting after us last night. I have purchased a few shares of Gannett way back in November, and I finally got their certificate, but I've been dragging my feet about sending the proxy, and your show last night caused me, I went down today, I went to an office supply place, got a proxy, and I'm going to get it in the mail by Monday because I have to get it notarized.
Fantastic.
And I appreciate your doing that, and I hope that some other people out there that might just be sitting on their shares, they haven't sent them in, you know, the copy and everything. That's all I had to say. Just thanks a lot.
Well, thank you.
Keep after it.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
It's not the people out there sitting on their shares that I'm worried about. It's the people out there sitting on their butts that don't have any shares that I'm worried about.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know the number, it's 602-333-2174. Good evening. Yep. Whoever was calling just hung up. Got cold feet, huh? Well, you better do something about those cold feet, because what's coming, ain't no coward's going to survive. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes. Hello, Mr. Cooper. I got a question for you.
Sure.
Have you noticed the news report that came out, and probably you noticed a few months back, on the Jupiter comet collision phenomenon?
We've already talked about it, yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
I'm a sad static.
Well, in some areas of the country, you can't hear the show sometimes because of the, whatever they call it, propagation. Is that the right nerd term?
I believe so. July 21st, huh?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Do you believe that the Galileo is actually close to the planet, closer than they're saying it is? Or
I don't know. I don't believe anything they say.
Yeah.
And since I can't go out there and look,
right.
I don't know.
Right.
Nobody knows but them.
I've been trying to look into old news articles and figure out what dates, and I see what looks like a lot of conflicts of timings and dates. And
yeah, have you read Malachi Martin's book, The Keys to This Blood?
No, I haven't.
Well, he wrote the book with the approval of the Pope. It's actually a message to Catholics around the world. And in the book, he talks about fission event. He talks about a fission event that will cause something to happen in the heavens that will reinstate the Pope to the throne of the world.
I see.
So what do you think that could possibly be?
Okay. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I'll look into that.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Don't forget, most of these big players at Lee Iacocca, William Casey, Oliver North, all of these people are Knights of Malta. Their allegiance is sworn to the Pope, not the United States of America, folks. That goes for old Pat Buchanan, too. Sovereign order, sovereign and military order of the Knights of Malta. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening. I called my stockbroker today, and he told me the last day I could possibly buy stock for Gannett is February 28th. To be recorded and still make the stock vote.
Well, that means everybody better get moving, huh?
Yes.
And not only buy your stock, but you've got to get your church moving. You've got to get your organizations. You got to go down to the old folks' meetings and get them going.
I bought shares in September, just 10. It's about all I could afford.
Wonderful.
The events that have transpired since September has kept me busy and hopping and everything else, but I will buy 10 more shares before February 28th.
Great.
If you could answer, I don't want to take up my full 2 minutes, but if you could answer some other night, can't get people, a lot of people listen to me. A lot of people think they're going to be raptured out.
I had that same experience, 7 or 8 groups, and there's not too much you can do in the beginning. Maybe one day they'll turn around and listen to us.
I wish we had something like that to use on the enemy.
Yes, I do. Well, that's all I wanted to say. I wanted to tell people they do not have a lot of time. You're absolutely right. None of us have a lot of time, and if we're going to buy the Gannett stock, we better do it now.
That's right. And folks, if you're listening, I don't care what you think about me, but nobody's going to be raptured. You're going to be here going through the same hardships that the rest of us are going through. You're going to live to see children picked up by their heels and have their heads bashed out against concrete walls. You're going to watch whole American communities marched off to labor camps. You're going to see this in your lifetime, and it's not going to be from the clouds. Number 602-333-2174. What a perfect way to neutralize a whole population is to convince them they're going to be raptured. I don't think Jesus Christ or God would smile on anybody who doesn't fight his enemies for him anyway. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, I've been listening to your program now for a week or two, and you and I kind of mix.
Just relax. I'm not going to bite you.
Okay. I didn't think you would.
Sounds like you're really nervous.
My wife is related to Cooper's, and I don't know whether it comes from her. But anyway, I've never heard you really stress what a Republican form of government is. So you want to go about that right now? Let me see if I can get this out to your general public, because we're losing it as fast as we can because the people don't know.
That's true. They're taught that they're living in a democracy, and slowly it's becoming one, but it started out as a republic.
Okay, now, if you look in your dictionary, you cannot find the meaning of a republic. A republic is nothing but a contract. It's a contract government, and if you want to know what's going on, you've got to read the contract.
That's right.
And back when our contract was first written, Benjamin Franklin said you have a republic if you can keep it, but, you know, the unions say no contract, no work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they don't live up to the contract, our representatives, of course, we should withhold money from them. But since our money was captured in 1913, we don't even seem to know how these people operate. Well, they went in and captured the British Empire in 1693. And by 1775, we had all we could take, and so we wrote the Declaration of Independence, which is actually a complaint against the Bank of England, which was a useless bank. Now, usury in the Bible is not the same as usury today, unless they were pulling the same trick back then, and that is, in fact, if you don't look at a Federal Reserve note, the word reserve is not put on there by mistake. It means the same thing as gold reserve. So we're using paper gold to do the same thing we're doing with regular gold, because gold really is in short supply.
Well, you know, your 2 minutes are up, my friend.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
And you're on the right track, but Federal Reserve means nothing. It's supposed to fool us into thinking there's a reserve of gold. There's a reserve of absolutely nothing. And for those of you out here contemplating calling, the last caller, good-hearted man, I can tell, and really wanted to say something, but he's trying to put too much into 2 minutes. Stick with one subject if you can, and you'll be more easily understood and better received by the listeners out there. Good evening. You're on the air.
I'd like to be well received, Bill.
Good.
I just talked to somebody out in Oregon, and I just wondered if you have any update on what's going on at the trial over there in, San Antonio that they're having the trial, and if you might consider playing the 17 little children while the trial's going on, and, help to wake some people up with that.
Well, I don't have it queued up tonight, but I might be able to do that in a later hour. The only thing that's going on down there in San Antonio right now is the defense and the prosecution are laying their groundwork and setting out their strategy for the days to come. Nothing of any importance has happened except nobody from the American people, except a handful, are even interested.
Yeah, and they're going to be kept in the dark, or they're going to treat us like mushrooms, put us over in a dark corner.
Well, not only that, but they're bombarding the public with propaganda. Did you see Prime Time last night?
I don't watch it too much.
1 hour of lies and innuendo and attempts to discredit the Linda Thompson tape, but they really screwed up. They showed a better picture last night of the tank with the flame coming out of the end of the muzzle than Linda Thompson did in her video.
So do you think they might be getting so shaky that they're making a lot of mistakes that, their empire's going to crumble? We know that.
Well, I think they're a little nervous about this. In fact, I think they're a lot nervous about it because the Linda Thompson video has stirred up people like they've never been stirred up in history since maybe the Alamo, and that was only down in Texas.
Just wish that we could kill everybody.
All across the country, we say remember the Alamo, but when it happened, nobody in this country gave a damn about the Alamo except the Texans.
Yeah.
And today, nobody gives a damn about the Branch Davidians, including the Texans, except a few handful of us who know what it really means for our freedoms. And the city of Waco is capitalizing on it. All they can see is money, dollar signs, visitors, tourists coming to see where the great Messiah met his end.
Yeah. Well, keep up the good work, Bill, and see if you can get that 17 little children queued up when the trial starts getting important or when they start doing something, you know.
Okay.
All right. We did play parts of it last week 4 times.
That's right.
That sounds good to me. Well, I'll get off of here. I'm calling from Ohio, and we're expecting up to 45 below wind chills overnight tonight. So.
Well,
keep warm.
Light a fire and make a cup of toddy.
Okay, good night.
Good night. Boy, I'll tell you, we have a fireplace upstairs and a wood stove downstairs, and on a cold night, there's nothing better than have a roaring fire and a cup of hot chocolate or hot rum, hot buttered rum or something like that. It's just, it's wonderful. I think God made cold weather just for nights like that. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello, Bill, this is Jeffrey in New Orleans.
Hi, Jeff.
I listened to your program last night, and you failed to tell the folks that when they try to buy the stock, they have to remember to pay a commission for what they get when they buy it, and if they do sell it, they have to pay a commission again.
Well, I thought we lived in America, and Americans understood that you don't get something for nothing.
Well, I did a little research on it, and that's why I was waiting to buy the stock till late February or March, because we have some special events in New Orleans I have to go through before that time to get some money. But the point is that in most cases, that you have to pay a minimum of about $35 extra to buy and $35 extra to sell. Some of these stock companies are saying they have less commissions, but when they tell you that, you have to have $10,000 in the account, and I'm not in that class. But I figured I better let you know about that so that no stone is uncovered, so nobody has any excuses about it.
Well, yeah, but that's no problem. We did that when we first started this campaign. We explained every aspect. We talked about commissions. We talked about shopping around to find the cheapest broker. We talked about Charles Schwab, specifically a company set up to deal with small investors who don't have $10,000 in their account.
Right. Well, I found one other company, a Waterhouse down here in New Orleans, that's a little bit cheaper than Schwab.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you shop around, you can find cheaper. And if you get together and form a coalition in your area where everybody pools your money, you might be able to find a local broker there that'll go even lower than anybody. Remember, everybody likes to make a buck, and when you're operating all together, you might want to advertise in the paper that Gannett stockholders get together for a meeting and plan your strategy and talk to some of the brokers and see if you can't get the commissions down.
Yeah, I might do that. I'm also going to alert some other organizations as well, like the General Birch Society and the American Family Coalition and a couple of other people I know about this.
Great. Wonderful.
So we'll keep in touch and see how it goes, and I'll get that stock in February, as I promised.
Fantastic.
Good night.
Good night. Yeah, folks, and when you go to a broker that tells you you have to have $10,000 in your account or you have to buy 100 shares, just turn around and walk out the door. Don't even give him your time, because there are brokers out there and companies out there who will sell you one stock. And they will charge you a reasonable commission. And remember, they have to make their money. Don't get upset because they're charging you a commission. They're doing the work for you. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. Good evening, Carolyn. My name is Jim, calling from Hartford, Connecticut.
Hello, Jim.
Hi. A couple things. First of all, I'm a student here, and I'd just like to say I think I've learned more in listening to you in 2 years than what I've been getting taught here at UConn, University of Connecticut. Also, I'm trying to get the overall picture over everything. You know, I just have to say that listening to Chuck Carter turned me on to shortwave, which then brought me to Tom Valentine, which eventually brought me to you, Bill.
Right.
And just in fairness, I wanted to say that. But my question is...
Well, believe it. You know, I know people don't believe it, and you don't understand it, but I listen to Chuck Carter, and I listen to Tom Valentine. I read the books written by communists and socialists, and sometimes they put on a pretty good show, and they have some pretty good guests, but you always have to understand who they are in the back of your mind so that you can evaluate what's going on.
Right. My question is this. I heard you talk about Hoagland a little bit. I heard you, what you had to say about Zechariah Sitchin. And I just wanted to know, where does some of the mathematics that they got and how it related to these crop circle phenomena, which is something I never heard you mention.
All of those crop circles and all of the mathematics that they use are right out of the Pythagorean mysteries.
So that is no mystery then?
That's no mystery at all.
In the crop circles themselves?
The crop circles, if you understand the symbology of the mysteries, and you go out there, you'll see that some of those crop circles have messages, but they're not from extraterrestrials. And you'll see that some of them have no messages at all. They're just put there to make the public think that something extraordinary from outer space or from some other dimension or from something paranormal or ghostly is going on.
Would you say that there is some advanced technology used to create these things?
Absolutely. There is no doubt about it that it's a low-power particle beam microwave being deployed probably from a satellite.
And the intent is to help usher in the new age.
That's exactly right. That's 100% correct. It is 100% technology. There's nothing mysterious about it. And if you go listen to all these people who study the crop circles and go to their lectures and listen to their interpretations, guess what they're saying?
What?
Man is destroying the Earth Mother. Man must change. The end of the world is near.
Right out of Colin Andrews' mind.
Only a few will survive. Only those who have the right mindedness will go into the new age.
That sounds like verbatim what Colin Andrews says.
Well, that is what they say, and I predicted that that's what they would say before any of them ever said it. I predicted it when the first crop circles were discovered, and I told everybody in my lectures that right then they were being seen in England, but within not too long of a period of time, they would be seen all over the world. I also predicted the Marian visions.
I'm not familiar with those.
Marian visions are visions of Mary appearing in the sky and talking to people.
Okay, right.
Now, if you want to see how that's done, go to Disneyland on any night.
Such as Fatima?
Pardon?
Such as Fatima? Is that what you're saying?
Nobody knows what happened at Fatima, but we do know this. The sun never moved. Whatever those people saw was not the sun. You know how I know that?
No.
Because only the people at Fatima saw the sun move. Everybody else in the world, the sun was right where it was supposed to be. They were plowing their fields and going about their business, and nothing happened with the sun.
Okay, I see. All right. Now, when you say you...
The priests of the mystery religion are experts at what they call magic. You know what magic is? The art of deception.
Exactly.
And it works. I've seen it work. And it's terribly, terribly effective and can be dangerous.
Okay, so this mystery religion is in effect what the ancient Egyptians used in the ceremonies in the...
Yeah, but before them, it went all the way back to Baal, and before that, to Sumeria.
To Sumeria, okay. Well, that's what I was getting at when I mentioned now Sitchin. Now, he's done some excellent work, I think. His bibliographies are all there.
Wait a minute. Have you gone and translated what he says he translated?
Obviously, I'm not capable of doing so.
Then how do you know he's done good work?
Well, I know from reading his book that a lot of the things he hasn't actually translated himself, they are translated from German texts or other things that other...
Have you gone and checked those texts?
Each text? No, I have not. But that's the point. How can we research all these different things?
You must. Otherwise, you're just a puppet on a string.
It would take me 24/7 to research just part of, even the South American part of them.
That's not true. He's done all the work and he's named all the references. All you have to do is get them and check them.
Unfortunately, I can't read the foreign languages that some of these are in.
Well, you know, I can't either. But you know what? There are experts in the world who can. And every single one of them disagree with Sitchin and tell me that he has made up a complete fantasy that has nothing to do with what's really written in those tablets and those scrolls.
Well, that's what I'm trying to learn. I'm being a student now, I hope to...
Yeah. But you can't just accept something because somebody writes it. You can't accept what I say. You can't accept what I write. You can't accept what anybody says or writes unless you check it out. Because if you do, someone will manipulate you with lies and deception, and you'll be their slave. We got to take a break now. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
I hope you all get something from this. I mean, you just got to do it. I mean, it's work. Yeah, it's work. That's why most people don't want to do it. It's work. It's damn hard work to find out what the truth is and keep yourself from being manipulated and deceived all the time. But if you don't do it, who's going to do it for you? How do you know that the person who does it for you is telling you the truth? Don't go away. We'll be right back after this very short pause.
I was born to make you happy. I think you're just my style. Everywhere I go, telling everyone I know, baby, I love to see you smile.
Do you realize the importance of what this is conveying? January 17, 1994, Time Magazine special report. Genetics, the future is now. New breakthroughs can cure diseases and save lives, but how much should nature be engineered? In the lab, they've already cloned mice, rats, and a calf. That's a baby cow, folks. For those of you who don't know what a calf is, or maybe it's not coming out right through the static, C-A-L-F. Now, a calf is a pretty big animal. If they can clone a calf, they can clone a human being, I guarantee you. And there are rumors in the scientific community that cannot be substantiated that they have already done so in secret. And knowing the way these people work with technology, we have discovered through our research that whatever you perceive to be the state of the art of technology in the public eye, in secret, they are 50 to 100 years ahead, always. Always. So, what does this bode for us? Is it possible, excuse me, folks, is it possible that the promise of Lucifer to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden is around the corner? Is it possible that man could interfere with the genetic structure of the human being to produce a man who is immortal? Could they engineer what they've been trying to bring into the world for hundreds and thousands of years? The new solar man, the new root race, the sixth root race is what they call it, the superman of the new world order. Well, I don't know the answer to that, but I know that messing around with the genetic code of the human animal is not only extremely dangerous, but probably wrong in every aspect. Could they cure diseases permanently? Well, probably they could. But if they are allowed to cure diseases, what else could they do at the same time? And how are they going to cure these diseases? Because it has to be done in the fetus state or in the egg state. The genetics have to be re-engineered somehow so that when the child grows, whatever genetic code was there that would have caused the person to acquire a cancerous growth in their lifetime is taken out, and no cancerous growth could ever grow. I suggest you get this issue and read it, and also I want you to notice on page four, under the letters section, right at the top, it shows the January 13th issue, the cover of the January 13th issue, folks. Or excuse me, January the 3rd. It's the cover of the January the 3rd issue, where they have four faces pictured there. And this is a quote, a direct quote. You see, they think we're so stupid, and they don't even know that there is an hour of the time where you could receive this kind of education. So, they just blatantly throw this out, knowing that you won't understand what it means. It says, men of the year, quote, these four courageous men of vision, though raised in hate, were resolved to seek justice and the brotherhood of man, unquote. And who are they? Who are these men? Why, Yasser Arafat, F.W. de Klerk, Nelson Mandela, and I'll let you look up the other one for yourself, because I want you to go look. And if I tell you who all four of them are, a lot of you will never bother. I already know that. So every day, in almost every public, this is only Time magazine. If we were at a magazine rack, I could pull almost every magazine off the rack and show you verification for everything that I've ever been telling you. Literally. So folks, you better take my message to heart. And you had better take positive and powerful steps right now to protect your family's future. You may have to go into hiding. And you may be only able to take what you can carry. What you can carry. What could you carry now that could possibly enable you to feed your family and survive for a year on the run? Or in the woods, or in the alleys, or wherever you had to go. Well, I tell you that there isn't much. And whatever you could carry, you're going to need in the way of clothing, in the way of weapons and ammunition, in the way of food. And the food's not going to last you long. But I venture to say, a bag of gold or silver coins would come in handy. And in the type of collapse that's expected as the New World Order comes into being, as they cleanse the earth, as they call it, and they have made no bones about it, anyone who does not meet the criteria of the new man, the new root race, will not be allowed to participate. So call 1-800-289-2646. Do it now. 1-800-289-2646. Talk to them about your situation. Thank them for sponsoring the Hour of the Time. Mention my name, William Cooper. Ask for the free newsletters and other literature that you need to read. And then take steps to protect yourself and your loved ones against a total financial collapse. Or against the day when you may be forced to make a choice between your God, whoever that is, and the God of the New World Order. Between accepting an implant or a mark or a tattoo on your right hand or on your forehead, or refusing. Now, this is not a religious show. I'm not saying this to make you believe that the book of Revelations is coming to pass. I'm telling you this because in our research, this is what is planned. This is what is planned. Nothing to do with religion with them, and with some of you it has nothing to do with religion either, but you're still going to be asked to do these things. So call now, 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646, and do it now. You'll be glad that you did.
In the springtime, winter or fall, the only place I want to be is where I can see you smile at me. Like a stick without a budget.
Like a watch without a dial.
What would I do if I didn't have you? I want to see you smile.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill.
Hello.
I'm calling to give you a report on Police State Louisiana.
Oh, good.
I'm wondering, did you hear about the raid that occurred in Amite, Louisiana, Thursday a week ago?
I don't believe so.
All right. Well, they had a 140-man narcotics sweep by the state police, the FBI, the U.S. Treasury, U.S. Customs, Marshals.
Is this where they closed off the streets and part of the city and actually went house to house?
Right. U.S. Army, ATF, IRS, and a tri-parish, which means county, task force.
Uh-huh.
They used high-tech Black Hawk helicopters. And the net result of all this was a few $100 in cash, a pistol, and $680 worth of drugs. And this was a multi-jurisdictional task force, and the sheriff couldn't even say with certainty to whom the Black Hawk helicopters belonged.
Uh-huh.
I think one of them was a U.S. Customs helicopter because they are equipped with heat-sensing equipment and other high-tech type, things that they have on them.
Yeah.
And so they searched anyone who was in the area, and they just terrorized the people. And the sheriff thinks he did a wonderful job. Now, in addition to that, I have a copy of The Guardian. That's the official paper from Fort Polk, January 7, 1994. And Fort Polk is a Joint Readiness Training Center.
That's right, and there are Russian units there.
There are all kind of units there. Anyway, this particular article is telling about this village that they're building. And they said that it's just a wonderful thing that they're building this village, and they will search for and confiscate weapons. It's a live fire village, and it's being constructed for searching and confiscating weapons and capturing enemies who may be posing as villagers. Translate patriots, I guess.
That's correct, and it is an exact duplicate of the average American town.
Right, and they have Tommy targets, painted wooden silhouettes of men, women, and children, and they will represent the villagers, patriots, and so forth. Okay, then we have another little article here that appeared in the Lake Charles American Press of December the 27th. Says warrant not necessary for car search. And it seems that they've been stopping for drug interdiction on I-10. They have a program where they stop cars. And if the police officer thinks that he has probable cause, even if he doesn't, then he will stop and search the occupants. Some of the common reasons for stopping and searching are nervousness of the driver, contradicting stories from the driver and passengers, smell of what seems to be marijuana, not enough luggage visible for what is claimed to be an extended vacation. Now, there's a defense attorney in Lake Charles whose name is Tom Lorenzi, and he says that what they are actually doing is, he says, these are illegal searches, and they're being made all of the time, and he says America is headed toward a police state.
That's absolutely correct.
And he said, just like in the roadblock cases, the law is that we are not a police state. We don't have border crossings. The police do not have the right to simply stop a motorist and search him. We haven't gotten to that point yet, or at least legally we haven't. But the truth is, in my opinion, based on the years I've worked on these cases, this is precisely what is happening. He says, when they take all of your personal belongings out of your vehicle, your suitcases, your underwear, and then rummage through them on the side of the road like that, when you're hundreds of miles from home, this is a very scary thing. And he said, he is an interstate traveler, and he said that they'll tell you, oh, you're not under arrest. The only thing is, you can leave the scene, but you can't take your property if they don't have a search warrant. But he says, if I'm an interstate traveler and my property has been detained with my luggage, my personal belongings, and I'm to start walking down the interstate, to me, I've been arrested. That's
yes.
An arrest.
Yes.
And then one more thing, and I'll let you go. It seems that over at Vidor, Texas, where they're having the problems over there with the housing projects, they now have uniformed police, and they're stopping all cars traveling into the complex of duplex apartments to check identifications. They refuse access to reporters and anyone who didn't have arrangements to see residents inside the fenced compound. Sounds like a lot like a police state to me.
Yes, it is. And we did know about the exercise you were talking about. The way you first asked the question, I thought it was just another little raid somewhere. We get those reports all the time. But no, that was a full-blown rehearsal for confiscation of weapons and arresting of patriots, which will come in future. Folks, if you're out there scratching your head and shaking your head back and forth saying, this is a bunch of baloney, this woman's crazy, she's not. We have already verified this through several different sources. It is absolutely true what she is saying. And we've been trying to warn you for a long, long time. We don't have much time left, folks, and we had better get together and we'd better start doing something now.
And this is the reason why we must buy stock in Gannett and get going.
That's right.
Getting truth out to the people. We must do it soon.
They've only arrived at this point where they can so snowball or snow the American people and get away with it through the media. And if we can get the truth to the American people and turn them around, then we can stop this.
Once upon a time there was an engineer. Choo-choo Charlie was his name, we hear. He had an engine and he sure had fun. He used good and plenty candy to make his train run.
Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Charlie says, really rings the bell. Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Don't know any other penny that I love so well.
Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, William, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay. I'm not as mad as I was last night.
Okay, I got to ask a question. What is the purpose in buying the Gannett Company? How much do you own?
Pardon?
How much do you own of the Gannett Company?
20 shares.
20 shares. What is the purpose of buying the Gannett Company?
Now, wait a minute. What do you think the purpose is?
Well, I think I know what you're going to tell me.
What?
For voting?
No, we want to replace the board of directors and change that whole company around so that it tells the American people the truth.
Well, do you realize how many outstanding shares are available to Gannett Company and how much is inside owned?
I don't care. I can sit around and scratch my butt and think of reasons why I shouldn't get up in the morning. We're going to do this.
Well, right now, outstanding is about
144 million shares. Are you a loser or are you a winner?
Excuse me, but 12% is owned by the insiders.
I don't care.
And institutionally owned is probably more than half of that.
No, that's not true. And all we need is 15%.
15%?
15%.
How much is institutionally owned?
I don't have it right here in front of me, but we have it. It's not over 50%.
Okay, if you have 15%.
But wait a minute. I don't understand what you're doing. Why are you trying to think of reasons why it won't work?
I'm not thinking of reasons why it won't work. It won't work.
No. Let me tell you something. You're full of crap. Now, you go back to bed, little boy, and don't you bother us anymore, because us grown-ups are going to do something here. And we're going to do it good.
And we only have 6 weeks now. We thought we had 3 months.
The only reason it couldn't work is if everybody sat around and thought like you did and said, it won't work, so I'm not going to buy any shares. That's why nothing ever works with most of you losers, losers, losers. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Somebody needs to take you by the hand and sit you down and tell you about the facts of life. Anytime you look at any problem with that kind of attitude, you've lost, and you're a loser. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello, Bill.
Yes.
This is Mike from Key West. Have you gotten any of my letters?
You know how many Mikes I get letters from?
Oh, okay, so this is a kid. I'm like one of the only kids who listens to your show, I guess. I'm 15 years old, and I'll tell you, these Masons do not fool me.
Good for you.
And I'm telling you, I've got this, I haven't been able to call you for a while because, you see, I haven't been able to scrape up any change to go to a payphone. I don't have long-distance service, and then finally I got an access code just last night, so.
Have you called us before, Mike?
What?
Have you called before?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
I've never called you.
I
have written about five or six letters, but I haven't called you before. And, do you get Soldier of Fortune magazine?
I usually go down and read it on the rack. And if it's got anything of any import that we need to put in our files, then I get it. If not, I leave it on the rack.
I was looking in the classified ads, and I'm not sure if this would be a good idea or not, but, I saw an ad. I don't know how this got snuck in, but it was a Masonic ad, and it was talking about soldiers and knights of charity, and it says right to the Grand Master, P.O. Box, blah, blah, blah. And I was thinking about writing them and see what kind of information I could get out of them.
I'll tell you what, it's a lot easier if you just go to where their offices are and follow the editor home every night until he leads you to the lodge.
Yeah, you know, you're right. I know where the lodge is. It's over by the flea market, actually.
Guarantee you, eventually he will lead you to a lodge.
Yep. And I got a shortwave right here at home. It's just a tiny DX350 radio check. I pick you up at least 80% every night.
Well, Radio Shack's got good products. They're usually Sandian, and that's the best.
And I'm going to try to get a DX390. And I've contacted Swiss America Trading. I'm going to try to buy some of their products. And I got in contact with someone named Daryl Flanders.
Mm-hmm.
And about the Billy Goodman happening, since it's not on the air anymore, except on satellite.
Mm-hmm.
So I would talk to him, and I'm going to get a selling job for them, try to get as many people as I can to buy their products, and then I'll get a commission. But down here, we have a Boca Chica Naval Air Station. Do you know about that?
Well, I know where it is. I know what you're talking about.
I hear that all the planes, this is like a unique base. I hear that someone said it was unique because all the planes and fighter jets and everything are always on constant alert, ready to take off. They're not like in a hangar or anything. They're all on the runway, just ready to take off any 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Mike, that's not unusual.
Oh,
nothing unusual about that.
I don't know. Someone told me it was unusual.
No, that's the job of a military installation, is to have an alert force ready to meet a threat to the country. Some bases have these alert forces. Some bases do not. Sometimes they switch an alert force from one base to another that never had one before. So I wouldn't be concerned about that if I were you.
I've gotten your book, and I've read it cover to cover. And my mom said one time back in 1984 or 85 that she saw them practicing Star Wars in the sky above the base.
Yeah, that's they have technology that nobody out there listening would believe, so there's no sense in even getting into it. Thanks for calling, Mike. I'm going to look for your letters. I don't remember getting a letter from a 15-year-old boy, but I'm going to look for them.
Oh, I have to say one more thing. My mother, she applied for a CAGI membership, and you sent her the letter, and then she sent her passport photos about almost 4 months ago, and she still hasn't gotten a reply.
They're probably in the mailbox right this moment.
Okay.
I remember that. She said she got the membership because her son was too young. Now I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, this is me.
Yeah, okay.
How's your Gannett stock?
Gannett stock? Well, see, I haven't bought a share, but I am going to get a share soon. And yes, I've seen how it goes up. It's I heard last it was like 57.25 in the paper or something.
That's right.
Okay, I'll be talking to you some other time.
The stock has gone up just simply from the pressure of the people who listen to this show. Since we began this, started out, the stock was $50 a share, and it's been going up. Initially, when the media heard, or when investors heard, that we were looking for a media company to buy shares in, the stock of all the companies went up. And then when we focused on Gannett, it went up, and the rest of them went back down. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Cooper. I was just recently, at least last night at 10 o'clock, I saw a show on ABC regarding the Waco incident. I was wondering if perhaps you had seen this show.
Yeah, we were talking about it a little earlier.
Ah, I didn't notice that. Recently, I heard Linda Thompson in Michigan at a Justice Birthday meeting, and I was quite impressed. Personally, I tend to believe what she has to say, and
occasionally she's wrong. Occasionally we're all wrong. Occasionally I'm wrong. Occasionally everybody's wrong. So don't make the mistake of believing everything that you hear from anybody.
I know.
But she is one of the real heroes in this country.
I need to learn myself. I'm 15 right now, and I'm still learning. And all the stuff I'm learning really amazes me that people like this.
Well, I hope you keep learning, because the future belongs to you people. You young people, you are the ones who will inherit the future. And whatever we pass to you is what you're going to get. Whatever you allow us to pass to you is what you're going to get. And if I were you, I'd be pretty angry at all of us right now.
I am.
You need to get after your parents.
Yes, indeed. Well, they're a driving force behind. They're really helping me along the way. A lot of help.
Good.
Did you have a comment?
Well, we're getting down to the end of the hour. I'd like to let you go so we can get somebody else in here, but thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you.
602-333-2174. I think we have time for one more call. Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh, Bill.
Yeah.
I've been giving one of your shows out on cassette tapes to my friends.
Good for you.
Yeah, I got a minor problem. How would you deal with this? I got police cars up and down my street now, constantly.
What? You got what?
Police cars cruising past my house constantly.
Yeah.
Just right after I started giving out all your tapes. How would you deal with that? Just ignore it?
No. I would go down to see the chief of police, and I would ask him why the police cars are in front of my house all the time.
I'll say extra security.
Well, if they say extra security, then you need to take some steps to protect yourself. You need to tell all your neighbors what you're doing. You need to invite a lot of neighbors over to go through your house to show them that you don't have any drugs in your house and you're not a drug dealer. And if they do come bust down your door to get you, it'll be because you're handing out these tapes and for no other reason. That will give you some measure of protection. Other than that, move. I do it all the time.
Seriously, every couple of years?
Sometimes sooner than that. I move whenever I have to, whenever I feel my family's threatened.
All right, dude. Thanks.
Take care. Well, folks, we're about down to the wire. You know, a lot of these things, you got to use some common sense and you got to take care of yourself. Number one is God. Number two, Constitution and Bill of Rights. Number three, your loved ones. Number four, everything else in that order. That's the way my life is. And we only have two rules. One, trust in God. Two, just do it. Don't make excuses. Don't think of why you can't do it. Number one, trust in God. Number two, just do it. And if you're not that kind of person, you won't get along with me. I'm telling you right now, you just won't get along with me. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, good evening, Bill. 100-690, public law?
Yeah, it's the whole chapter in my book. I was the one who found it, revealed it to the American people. Bug Reichs called me a liar when it appeared as the front page headlines in the newspapers. He was forced to apologize to me, and that was in 1989.
I just got the whole thing in the mail. It's about maybe 200-300 pages. I can't find anything that refers to black helicopters or anything along those lines. Can you give me an idea where to look?
No, laws don't talk about black helicopters. They talk about funding. They talk about bringing together agencies. In 100-690, they talk about the MJTF, or Multi-Jurisdictional Task Force.
Uh-huh.
And that's what you need to look for. That's where you'll find it.
Okay. Well, I'll try to see if I can go through it again.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye.
That's it, folks. Good night. And God bless each and every single one of you.
Got his own.